got bored of killing time on my phone while you're sleeping. Now I don't know who's to blame, so I'm just gonna say it anyway. I got bored.
Hi, this is Olivia from University Radio Nottingham, and I am joined by the one and only Lucy Deacon. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I just want to talk to you about your new debut album, I Got Bored. It was released at the end of October, and I was wondering if you could talk me through the album. I understand that a lot of the songs are about relationships, and I was wondering if you could talk me through some of the songs.
Sure. So it starts with Bad in Love, which is about like sabotaging a relationship for yourself because you don't want to hurt them, but you know you're going to. And it's kind of just the realization of like, yeah, this is going to happen, and I'm kind of cool with it. And then it continues on to We Could Be, and it's kind of that idyllic kind of, oh, this is all going great, and like the honeymoon phase of a kind of relationship. And it's, and the each song kind of continues on the story. So then it continues to Close, where rather than thinking of all the things we could be, we're actually in this kind of feeling. And to me, that song felt very like wholesome and cozy, and kind of, in particular, like during lockdown vibes, I think people have felt like they very much needed a song like that. So I felt that fit in perfectly. And then it continues to Be All Right, which is just kind of, you're past the honeymoon phase, you're past being comfortable, and you know that it's getting towards the end of the relationship, just how you imagined it would go with Bad in Love at the start. And it's you trying to tell yourself, like, no, it's going to be all right, like, stick with it. And it ultimately ends at I Got Bored, which is the inevitable happened, and yeah, you got bored and you're just kind of over it.
I think what a lot of people love about the album as well is that it's very relatable. I think, you know, as young women, it is very relatable to connect to that kind of thing with relationships, you know, the very, very much the journey through a relationship, which is exactly what your album kind of represents.
100%. And that's why I thought it was so important to track list going through the kind of motions of a relationship, because it's not all, even if you look at someone and it looks like on the surface it is a happy relationship, everyone has up and downs, everyone has moments where things are not as good or they're having doubts and stuff, and it's kind of a normal thing.
Yeah, that's so true. I love that. That's a very honest piece of advice, actually. And I was going to say, if you could give one piece of relationship advice, what would it be?
To always trust your gut, because yes, it's always right.
Yeah, no, that's very true. Your gut is always right.
Yeah,
that's very true. Another thing which I'm really, really excited to talk to you about is the fact that you have been added as the class of 2021 for the Student Radio Association, which is absolutely amazing. And I just wanted to talk through your thoughts on that and how you feel.
Yeah, that was super exciting, because especially so early on in my career, I didn't expect to be picked for something like that, which is super cool. It's like a lot of the artists on there as well I listen to regularly and really look up to, is particularly last year there was like Elle Devine and Maisie Peters and stuff, who both of them I really, really like and listen to their music a lot.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely amazing that you're added to such an amazing music network, and the fact that a lot of student radio stations are now being introduced to your music as well, which I think it's so exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I've got to meet a lot of new people and speak to a lot of new people because of it, which is really cool.
And as well, Lucy, I know that you are one of the biggest Miley Cyrus fans I think I have ever come across, been stalking your Instagram. And I saw the article that you wrote about her called 10 Reasons Why We Should Stan Miley Cyrus, and she commented on the Instagram post.
Yeah, I literally cried. I was so happy. Actually, I've been like her biggest fan since I was about 8, so it was such a overwhelming feeling.
Were you a massive Hannah Montana fan as well?
100%. I was literally obsessed. I'm convinced that was what taught me to sing.
Really?
Like, just by singing her song so much.
Oh, I love that for you. I wanted to know as well if you could give us 10 reasons why we should stan Miley Cyrus, or what are the 10 reasons we should stan Miley Cyrus?
I say the biggest reason is because she loves RuPaul's Drag Race.
And RuPaul's Drag Race is one of the best series ever.
Literally.
She was a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race as well.
Yeah, she dressed up in disguise, and then they were in the like dressing room and they were all like, oh my god, it's Miley. And I was thinking I would have just burst out crying.
Would you say that RuPaul's Drag Race is one of your favorite series on TV to watch?
100%. I think it's super important to watch, and it's also super, super just like fun and empowering and everything. I think it's great. I am obsessed with Gigi Good. Like, yeah, her style and everything. I think she is amazing.
She was one of the favorites for this season, 100%.
Yeah.
And this
I
season,
wish she won.
I wish she won as well. I know. I was very much like watching it during lockdown, and it was like obviously because of coronavirus, they couldn't do like the whole ceremony. And I remember watching it in lockdown
on Zoom.
Yeah, they were all on Zoom, and they were all doing the performances together. And it was so funny to watch.
And I was thinking, I still think though, if they did it on the live stage, Gigi Good would have won.
I think she would have won.
That's just
as well.
Me holding out hope. I did like Jada, but
I did
Gigi
love Jada, and I loved Chris the Method. But yeah, there was something about Gigi. You were just like, oh, you couldn't not love her.
Literally.
Apart from Miley Cyrus, what other artists do you love to see perform live?
Charlie XCX, Kim Petras, Dua Lipa, Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Troye Sivan. It's like a lot of pop people.
A lot of pop people. A lot of Troye Sivan, actually. I remember coming across him like 2014, 2015. Would you say you were like a Tumblr girl? Like a YouTube stan?
I always wanted to be, but I never was. I remember I used to like see people. I was a proper like Twitter obsessed person instead.
Same.
And there was a lot of people on there who were very much, I just never really understood Tumblr the way that other people did. And I don't think I'm very like organized and aesthetic. So I used to,
I
can never make a good feed.
I was going to say, I think you're really aesthetic. I can tell your favorite color on your Instagram is definitely pink. Am I wrong?
No, you're literally pink. I'm literally sat in a pink jumper right now.
I love but that. I love that.
I think
that
I've improved, but I'm quite I get distracted very easily. So I'll start to do something and I get quite frustrated and just kind of change my mind, basically, is my issue.
I was going to say, you've done a lot of covers such as Taylor Swift's Trouble, which is a personal favourite, Dua Lipa's Don't Start Now. And I was going to ask, do you draw a lot of inspiration from these artists and their genres?
Yeah, 100%. And something I've always tried to incorporate is the kind of future pop Charli XCX sound world in those covers as well, because that's one of, like, she's one of our biggest inspirations. And I love taking that and, like, putting it on top of, like, a super, super, like, commercially pop chorus, which is really cool.
Another thing, although this year has been pretty hard with the pandemic and lockdown and coronavirus, I was just wondering if you had any personal highlights for 2020?
Yeah, so Miley commented on my post. It was obviously one of them. Also getting invited to play at South by Southwest Festival in Texas. That was super cool. Obviously it didn't go ahead. Oh. It got cancelled literally 5 days before we were meant to fly.
Oh no.
But at least I got invited. That was the exciting part. And then the biggest highlight would probably be the billboard in Leicester Square.
Yeah, I saw the billboard Leicester Square post on your Instagram, and I thought that was absolutely insane, because you only released your first single this time last year, and you've come so far in such a short amount of time.
Literally, even if you told me at Christmas I was going to be on a billboard in Leicester Square, I would have said like, no way.
And I was also just wondering, I understand you're going on tour in April next year, in 2021. Yeah. And I was just wondering, the one place you wish to perform at in the future, whether it be on your tour or your ideal like end goal in terms of where you want to perform?
I think Glastonbury is probably the super like end goal, but
yeah,
that does terrify me at the same time.
I was going to say, have you been to Glastonbury?
I actually haven't. I can't tell you. I remember when Miley played there last year, I was in Thailand at the time.
Oh,
and
wow.
I remember I spent the night like tears. I was like, I've missed her playing at Glastonbury. And it wasn't just her, I'd wanted to go for a long time, but I've never managed to get tickets either.
It is an absolute struggle, unless you kind of like know someone who knows someone who works for Glastonbury.
It's
literally near to impossible to get tickets.
And like, my goal for if it is on in 2021 is to try and get tickets.
I think your goal should be to definitely perform there. I can
see
it happening.
I don't know why I didn't say that. I should, even if it's like a tiny like stage in a field, I'll take it. I will, like, as in not even a proper stage, if I'm just in like a you know, they have like the bars and they'll have like a Copperberg tent or something.
Oh no, mate, I can definitely see you being like on one of the stages. Don't you worry about that. Don't
I'll take that for 2022. We'll push for that.
We'll push for it. I love that. Obviously, we as a student radio station, we have loved playing your songs on University Radio Nottingham. So we were wondering, what is one song you would like us to add on our radio station as chosen by you?
I will go for Malibu by Kim Petras.
Malibu by Kim Petras. Oh, okay. I absolutely love
it. It is so good if you haven't heard it. Ooh. It's like a pop banger.
Absolutely love that. Definitely going to be adding that onto our playlist. Okay. All right, Lucy, thank you so much for joining me on this interview. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you. And I know you're going to absolutely smash it next year. And I just want to say good luck in the future.
Oh, thank you. And thank you so much for having me as well.
No worries. Lovely speaking to you. This is URN.